Oh, where's the darkness? They believe in a thing called love. Carl, do you? This is XFM 104.9. That is my favourite band at the moment.
You love them?
I absolutely love them. I think they're funny. I think they're straight down the line with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek.
Mm.
Oh, brilliant. Did you see them on Jules Holland last
night? I didn't,
night?
Sadly, no.
Brilliant.
Were they good?
Yeah, absolutely jumped. Oh. I mean, Jules didn't know what to do.
was he playing some Boogie Woogie?
They wouldn't let him play Boogie Woogie over their song. That's what I mean. That's why he stayed back. But
I can't imagine it was very good. Though.
He shook that.
I'm surprised you say they were good. I thought.
Hold on, this is missing something.
Yeah.
This is missing someone from Squeeze vamping over them.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
They did. They did well without him.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Well,
here we are. Then we're back. XFM 104.9. Carl had to leave early last week, but can you stay to the end this week, mate? Or
yeah.
Yeah?
You don't need another holiday.
Oh, he's started already.
I mean, you
Steve's
know,
made you look like a bit of a twat already. And it's only 1:05.
But the only reason you don't go on holiday is because you have to spend money.
Oh, and he's gone straight back!
Well,
he's gone straight back!
I can't come back to that.
Oh,
it's just dynamite. It's just absolute. Although the last holiday
Steve had, he sort of found a third world country so he could live like a king for a week. It was Cuba, wasn't it?
Going to Cuba, amazing. You can almost rule the place. If it weren't for Castro, I'd have been in charge. Kind of cash I was flashing around. They'd do anything for a dollar over there. It's extraordinary, literally. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh.
Definitely, and I went to Kenya before that.
So he thought to the prostitute, you said no.
Mm.
You were going.
Yeah, well, it was $2. I mean, I'm not made of money.
Did you have a good holiday, Carl?
Yeah, it was alright. It's alright. Went down to Cornwall.
Now, you were going to the monkey sanctuary.
Some odd people down there, Steve.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not from Cornwall.
Well, you're from that sort of area.
Well, not really, but no.
Genetically, he means.
Right.
They're weird.
Mm. Well, you must have slotted right in.
Why are they weird? What do they look like?
Just all, sort of odd people. A lot of old people, but not just old, sort of messed up old.
What do you mean, messed up old? You can't just say that.
There was a woman with a funny neck.
Okay, in what way was it funny?
Why did she have a funny neck? If you were writing an essay, you wouldn't say there was this woman with a funny neck. How would you describe it?
She, sort of had her head, like, pointed down all the time. Like,
don't do it, this is radio.
No, but just for you, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, right. So, brilliant.
I don't know. I was saying to Suzanne what happened, you know. What do you think?
Because Suzanne knows everything. That's the good thing about her being with you. You just ask her what happened to her, and Suzanne goes, Carl, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't been here before.
Suzanne, your girlfriend, or mummy, as you call her.
Oh, sparks are flying.
Yeah. I got a little bit of chocolate. Can you just lick a tissue and wipe it off?
Oh.
No, she said it might have been like, because back in the olden days, they carried stuff on the...
The olden days?
What do you mean, the olden days?
This woman was probably what, 50?
No, she looked about 70.
Yeah.
But like I do on Cheeky Freak of the Week, right, I always turn it round and we get, like, something good out
of it. Something positive, yeah.
I said to Suzanne, I bet she finds a lot of money.
Yeah!
Always staring at the ground, yeah.
Oh,
dear.
Maybe she just had new shoes and she was admiring them.
Yeah.
Did you think of that? Before you point the finger and judge?
Mm. Or her necklace was too heavy.
Exactly.
So, you're back refreshed. So, what have we got for this week? Have we sort of... Because we didn't meet last night, which we usually meet
I called you and said it'd be good if we could... you know, I wasn't getting back into London.
Well, I was up for it. I was up for it.
Half past seven,
yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all need to be there. It's not just me and you being there.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right that I wasn't there yet because I wasn't willing to just be governed by your particular schedule. You want to jet back in from another of your holidays.
Right, it wasn't a holiday.
8 o'clock.
It wasn't a holiday, though.
Well, so what? So
what do you mean? What do you mean it wasn't a holiday? What was it?
It was a treat, wasn't it, for my mum and dad. So it wasn't a holiday.
Didn't enjoy the 5 days off? You'd rather have been here moaning 8 hours a day. 7 hours a day.
You see, we said last week that you're always whinging. Here you are whinging now.
You're saying it's not even a holiday. You're saying it's not even a holiday. What was it then?
Would like a nurse who took sick children to Florida, would they say having a great holiday?
Sorry, what particular ailment did your parents have for the week that they had to fly in Carl Pilkington, MD?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, all right, it was a holiday.
Well then. Good. Now some honesty. Now some truth.
So you came in. You came back from your holiday. You wanted to start back to work straight away. Steve couldn't be bothered to meet. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
So we've got nothing prepared for this.
Well, you can rely on Rockbusters. Right, that's coming.
We've got
up.
Nothing.
Monkey News.
Even though you were away, you were still working.
Still doing stuff.
Did you go to the Monkey Sanctuary?
I'll tell you about that.
Tell us about it.
Play a record.
Right. Do you want Smashing Pumpkins?
Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, I bought an old classic from them. Cherub Rock.
Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins, Cherub Rock. That, of course, Rick, is available on their greatest hits.
Brilliant.
If you want.
I mean, that's how I rock, so yeah. I know. I'm very much the shape of a cherub as well.
Well, indeed, indeed.
Naked with a couple of
and a rosy big arse
and a trumpet.
Yeah.
Do they have trumpets?
I don't know. Yeah. I've just had an email here. Monkey news.
Yeah.
From a listener. Yeah. Monkey spotted holidaying in Cornwall. A chimp was spotted holidaying in Cornwall last week after befriending a family of three. One onlooker said, it was incredible. He dressed and behaved exactly like a human being. He even settled the hotel bill at the end of their stay. The only telltale sign was his lack of table manners and the incoherent babble when he opened his mouth. There we are. So,
well, what do you think of that, Carl?
That's the listeners, Carl. That's Joanne.
Amusing, articulate. Accurate. She remembered exactly who's there and everything, setting in the bill. It's all there. So, I mean, even though people think that you're slightly simian, you know, slightly less than human on the evolutionary ladder, they do listen to you. So, I mean, I don't know who's more stupid, in the end, you or the listeners.
Well, you may recall, Rick, at the end of last week when Carl had to shoot off early, we issued a little request for listeners just to bombard Carl's email with just pointless emails that really weren't about anything, just to clog up his email for when he returned.
Yeah.
Rick, they sent them all to us.
Brilliant.
I mean, that's the kind of listeners that we've got. We've got reams here on our email of just junk.
I mean, it's like a Marx Brothers plot, isn't it? I mean, just listen.
Listen to what we say.
I got one about a shaved cat. Well, that's not pointless. I'll be reading that later.
I'm happy. That'll keep me going for a couple of weeks.
I'll be reading that later.
Did you get to the monkey sanctuary? Because this was the big thing. You were going into Cornwall. You were going to visit the monkey sanctuary. I've never seen someone more excited. You had 2 days put aside for the monkey sanctuary.
I know.
How did it go? Monkey world.
We were on our way, right? I found, like, a little, in the little cottage that we had, right? It's like a little, little folder. You know, with little leaflets in saying if you're into mountains, you want to go here.
Yeah.
If you're into castles and that. Little monkey on the leaflet, right? So I thought, I'll be needing that. Took that out, made sure that's safe and that, right? We get in the car, getting ready to go. My dad says, where is it? I look on the back. It's in a place called Low or something like that, right? Yeah. So, we're on our way. Can't believe me, look. It's going to be a great day and all that.
Yeah.
And then, start looking at the leaflet, right? And, noticed. Didn't have any chimps there.
Yeah, it's not Monkey World.
It wasn't a Monkey World.
Well, what was it called then?
Something like...
Monkey Town.
Yeah, it had, like, woolly monkeys in it. That's what
it had. What?
Woolly monkeys.
What are woolly monkeys?
Those things that Johnny Vegas off the advert. Right. To them. They're dumped now since ITV Digital went under, so they just put them in a cage.
I don't understand.
They're woolly, they're like, they're sort of like little fluffy little baboon type things, woolly monkeys. I mean, it's not your chimp. It's not your classic chimpanzee.
So did the car screech to a halt?
It was like the mission in Armageddon. I just said abort. We're on the way back.
So how far have you got before you bothered to read the leaflet?
Probably about 5 miles away from where we were.
So what did you do with yourself? You must have been distraught.
They
broke down and then they heard banjo music.
No, I went to a sort of an amusement place.
Right. I'd love to see you in that. What with putting those coins in so it has to roll down and they go flat and then an arm pushes
them. It was one of them.
Really?
But
I spent years on that when I was little.
Well, there's a new one. I can't be bothered explaining it, but it's a con. We went to this place, right? My mum and dad had been there before, and they said, you'll love it, it's brilliant, it's got, like, a war bit in it.
A war bit, right.
Yeah, like, because they know I'm into tanks and stuff, so you'll be loving that.
So, sorry, I didn't know you were into tanks.
No.
Well, they're all right.
Brilliant, he's gone from one of his childhood passions to, well, they're all right.
I know, yeah. Go on.
And, but it was awful. I mean, my mum and dad had been there before and he said, no, you'll love it, but it was, like, a really miserable day.
Sure.
Right? All the rides and that were broke.
Yeah. Broke? It just reminds you of Manchester.
My dad just ended up, he was more interested, there was a really fat family there.
Well, presumably he was breaking into the machines, trying to scoop off the cash.
Like the fact that those poor fat family were going, why are those people looking at us?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to ride one?
No, but
we're not a ride.
They were massive, and he just like, look at that, look at the state of that. A whole family.
Yeah.
Just, you know, fat.
Bloaters, yeah.
Oh, right.
No, but he does it, because fat, there's no need for it, is there? And he was really like, oh, God. And then he wanted to follow them into the House of Mirrors to see what they'd look like. but my mum had got bored. She went off to buy a little Snow White figure. She couldn't believe the look. It was only $2.99.
Yeah.
She thought it was going to be really expensive. Sure, so she bought one of them.
Yeah.
So she enjoyed that. And then my dad says, come on, we're going. It's rubbish, this.
What, the fat family wouldn't let him play with them?
So, he just said on the way home, he said, I can safely say that I never want to go there again before I die. So, that was that. And then we went home.
Why would he ever give you that information? In case it was like a secret birthday present. Yeah. Oh, God, what if they get me a trip to here? Or if he's in a coma and you go, I'll tell you what, I'll try to bring him out of it.
That fat couple.
Yeah.
By his bedside.
But Suzanne said she now realises why I am the way I am. After spending like a week with him.
What, they told her that they dropped you on your head as a kid, or?
No, just like, you know, the way they act and that.
Right, yeah.
They were saying things like, Suzanne, so, why is the moon out at night in the centre of the day? Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there's three of them.
Suzanne, can you tie my shoelaces again?
It was the bit when my dad said, don't waste money on a coffin for him, just put him in a bin bag.
Your father said that? About himself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm glad you mentioned that, because...
That is great.
That gives me an idea. So is it, man. Put a smile upon your face.
Coldplay, God Put a Smile Upon Your Face on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Reading the paper yesterday, Rick, they were talking about the fact that Blair has been, I think, he's been in Greece discussing EU matters.
Oh, yeah.
And they used the old Trojan horse analogy to say, you know, here's a particular policy and it seems like they're trying to sneak in some kind of dubious idea.
Disguised as something else.
Exactly. And it's always struck me, ever since I was first introduced to the Trojan horse theory, I never understood how it had come about. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, Carl has got a frown on him, like a thing I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Carl, not
Tony Blair is the Prime Minister.
You know what the Trojan horse was?
Go on.
Have you come across this before? Have you heard of it before?
Wasn't that Ascot or anything? Go on.
Well, the Trojan horse, what happened was, it's a famous kind of Greek story. About the fact that the Greeks
in olden times, specifically,
70s,
yeah,
the Greeks laid siege to Troy for 6 years.
Waiting.
Basically, things had got out of hand. I think the Trojans had done something with Helen, and someone else was annoyed. Anyway, it all got very complicated. It got out of hand, and the
you know,
Greeks...
Helen, the one with the mashed up face, because they used to use it to launch ships.
Mm. Anyway, the Greeks laid siege to Troy. For 6 years, right, and they weren't getting anywhere. They were outside the gates, they were saying, let us in, they weren't, they were blah, blah, blah. So what they did was, they all disappeared,
they wanted to get in and kill everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they wouldn't be letting in.
But they couldn't get inside the city walls. So what they did was, they left, as a gift for the Trojans, they left an enormous wooden horse, okay, as a gift, and then they all buggered off.
Like 40 foot high, 50 foot long, I mean a big, you know.
Big wooden horse.
An ark of
a
horse.
And the Trojans wheeled it into the city.
So that's nice.
Thought, what a lovely gift.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, who was hiding inside? But an entire Greek army. They leapt out, killed everyone in their sleep.
Yeah.
All right, and that's where the famous idea of a Trojan horse has come from. You know, sneaking something in, disguised as something else.
All right.
Okay.
So if you ever, yeah.
He doesn't really understand, does he?
No, but to be honest, nor do I.
Well, this is the problem I've always had with this. Because I don't understand who comes up with the idea. I mean,
but I can't think that was the best idea.
Well, no.
There must be other ways. If they come up with that, how long did it take them to go? When they said, one of them said, can I have a word?
Go on,
General.
Right, yeah.
I've got an idea.
Yeah.
Build a big horse, right? Hide inside it. And then, I know what you're thinking. They won't let us in even in the horse.
Yeah.
Leave it as a gift.
Brilliant. Right. Who are you? That's the best idea. Are you the guy that came up with, why don't we get a giant bra and twing everyone over the walls?
Yeah. Let's get a 100-foot ruler, and you know like at school you used to like flick the teacher's ass with like, right, I could flick you over one at a time.
Right.
On this giant ruler.
Thanks for your idea. It's on the table.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of our suggestions on the way.
What about a million elastic bands tied together? Yeah, and you all hold it down, and then I just let you go.
Right.
And you all ping over, and then you kill him in their sleep.
You're the best tactician we've got, are you?
What? The other thing is, right, these people open the, for some reason, open the door.
Well, I don't understand. Firstly, there's suddenly the army that's laid siege to them for 6 years has disappeared. Yeah. In their place, an enormous gift of a giant wooden horse.
Oh, they probably don't want to kill us now, but what they've done is they've built us a horse.
Yeah, they've built us a great gift. Presumably there was a giant kind of card or something, yeah. You know. Something for you, you know, sorry about the laying siege and everything, forgive you. Yeah. Here's an enormous gift, is it? Here's an enormous Trojan horse. We know it's what you've always wanted.
We're not inside it. Exactly. Why did they write that?
Yeah.
That's suspicious. But it's, well, wheel it in anyway.
But in terms of it as an idea, initially, I mean, we're gonna give them a gift. Well, what should we do? We could bake an enormous quiche, yeah. Be inside there. We could have an enormous soap on a rope as a It's the fact that it's an enormous horse. Yeah. An enormous wooden horse as a gift anyway. I don't know if this was a popular gift at the time. But it's also the stupidity of the Trojans saying, brilliant, I've always wanted the enormous wooden horse. Well, what are we going to do with it?
Yeah,
where are we
going to
wheel
it in anyway. Leave
just wheel it in
look,
anyway.
Wheel it in. Let's go to sleep. Let's worry about it tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's this idea of going, someone going, right, is this definitely the best idea? And they go, yeah. And they look to the carpenter.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, we've got to get wood.
We've got to get other with it. Well, you haven't put a door in.
Yeah.
How are we going to get out there?
Doesn't look like a horse.
It is.
It's the worst horse I've ever seen. Why, it looks like a cow.
Well, yeah, the udder's where we hide. There's a horse
It's got no tail.
It's, yeah, about that's the rope that you climb up.
But I don't know if it's one of those things where, again, because we kind of learn these things at school, that somewhere along the line, the truth of it has disappeared, and we are...
Well, I imagine it's lost a bit in translation.
Yeah.
Because, in Eohippus in Greek means giant tank.
Right,
so that,
yes.
That actually was a Sherman.
Yeah.
And it burst through and it shot them all.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Of course down the years they've tried. Look at Carl's face. Look at Carl's face. If everyone on webcam, Carl, just keep that face and look up to the camera. Right? Just, right, get a look at that now. Play a record, Carl. Educating Carl, we should bring that back.
We should bring that back.
Yeah? What do you want to learn about next week?
We've told you about the Trojan horse.
Know anything about any freaks?
Oh, that'll fix them. Placebo. This picture on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington.
Right.
So you've been educated there, haven't you? The Trojan horse.
Yeah.
The Trojan horse. And that's, of course, where the phrase, beware Greeks bearing gifts, comes from.
Silence again.
Yeah. You ever heard that one?
Go on. What's that again?
Beware Greeks bearing gifts.
Right.
What do you think that means?
I don't know. I mean, what, is that used worldwide or what? Will they say that in Greece as well, or? Because imagine Christmas Day is rubbish.
No, it doesn't actually mean beware of Greeks bearing gifts. It's more to do with, like, maybe it's too good to be true or, you know. It's just the opposite to don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Probably where it came from as well.
Justin from Southend emailed in. He just said, for the Trojans not to have spotted that it was a trick, they must have been the biggest bunch of moronic, yeah, ever to have walked the earth. Does Carl have any Trojan in him by any chance?
Cheeky, innit?
Eh?
What?
Never mind. Well, I think that probably proves it.
I thought of another one, like, as well. I was saying, you may as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb.
I've never heard, I don't think I've heard that. I have heard it, but I don't think I've ever used it in common parlance.
Well, it's like, if you're going to do something, you know, you might as well go the whole hog, depending on the outcome. Because it's based on reality, that's why I like it. Because, obviously, the poor people used to poach, and if they were caught stealing, you know, a sheep or anything, they would be hung. So, if you're going to get caught, don't steal a lamb. You know, at least feed your family for a few weeks.
Right, sure.
Kill a sheep.
Yeah.
Actually hung. Killing a sheep.
Harsh. Your dad would be in trouble, down in Wales, stealing stuff from that, from that phone box.
Well, he has a couple of sayings, right?
Your father?
Yeah, I've never asked him what they mean.
Why would you? Ask Suzanne.
One is, don't try and teach your granny to suck eggs.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means, it's patronising. Of course I know that. You're talking to someone who knows more about this subject than you.
But how did that happen then? How did that saying come about?
Well, it's not. It's a totally made up thing. It's like your granny sucks eggs, doesn't she? Because she's older than you and it's probably a lost art or something.
Alright. And the other one,
sucks eggs?
Sucks yeah. eggs. Yeah.
Sucks eggs. Sorry, I thought you said something else.
Don't nudge your granny when she's shaving.
What?
Sorry.
Don't nudge your granny while she's shaving.
Don't nudge your... Sorry, well, that's slower.
Don't nudge your granny when she's having a shave.
Well, what is that in context? Because I can't work out what the analogy is there, because that might just be when you were little, you used to run up to your granny while she was shaving or something.
But why is your granny shaving?
Well, no, what context is that set in? Tell me the last time your dad ever said that, and I'll try and work out what it means.
Can't remember. I don't
know. Are you sure these aren't specific to your granny?
Yeah, I was going to say, where are you nudging your granny? She was going, yeah. Get lost, Carl.
She was shaving off her moustache.
Or giving herself a Brazilian.
God. That's grotesque. Suck an egg.
Oh God. That's made it worse. Carl's granny sucking eggs. Whilst that's that is
herself
my
a Brazilian. We've no idea. I don't know what that means. Don't nudge your granny while she's shaving. What, yeah. Parmesan?
I don't know. Maybe someone knows. You might be right. Maybe.
Well, email in. Tell us.
Yeah. Anyway, Rockbusters, Carl. Yeah. Should we get the ball rolling? Let me just find the gifts here, the little treats. We've got the album from The Coral. You know what I think about that. We've got Comfort in Sound Feeder. Well, it's just a novelty record, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got on DVD more great comedy moments, favourite clips from the best of contemporary BBC comedy. We've got Partridge on the front there. We've got one of the guys from Red Dwarf and
brilliant.
One of those good stuff on there. Smash Hits, The Reunion, more great 80s tunes. Kaja Goo Goo's on there, plus some stuff.
Too Shy?
It is too shy.
Yeah.
Actually, let me see if you can guess which one's from
on.
Tiffany.
I know it. The only one.
I think we're alone now. Mellencamp.
Respectable?
Mm-hmm. Human League?
That'd be... Oh, wow, what would they have got, Don't You Want Me?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Lies Take On Me?
Yep, yeah. Well done. Madness?
Baggy Trousers.
Of course. Kim Wilde?
Kids in America?
Yeah, so there's just all those treats. If you like a song from an 80s band, it's probably on there.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, we've also got on VHS Graham Norton, some kind of best of compilation from his TV show. So, there are the,
Hold on, is it the one where he talks to sort of female gay icons and looks at the internet? Because that's my favourite one. Right, there you go, let's do Rockbusters. Right,
email then. Only, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk if you know the answer. Right, first one. Bit of a cryptic clue, if you haven't heard it before.
Wow, not cryptic, we've gone. what is Carl thinking?
If you go into France by boat, I'd get your fags on there, because it's a lot cheaper.
Imagine Bob Holness. Sorry, we're out of time. Sorry, your minute's up. You've won nothing. I was reading that question out.
So what's the...
Do it again, and I want it to be exactly the same, word perfect. I bet you it will change... all over the place. He's lost it.
Go to France, right. Buy yourself a boat with a pack of paper.
Okay. Fingers on the buzzers. You've only got 10 seconds to win the gold run. Okay, first up. Here, I'll tell you what. No, seriously, if you're thinking of going to France, well, don't, you know, because go on the ferry, get the fags there, because it's cheaper. Go on.
Right, so that one again. If you want to buy some fags, you're going over to France on the boat, get them on there, because you'll save a few quid. BF.
BF.
Okay. Right, the second one. This little, foreign cafe is growing its own steak.
This little foreign cafe is growing its own steak.
Yeah. This little foreign cafe is growing its own steak.
Go on.
B.
Alright.
Right.
Okay.
And the last one.
is that part of it?
Hang on.
He's the best.
The Jamaican fella might have screamed this on the on the Titanic.
What?
The Jamaican fella might have screamed this on the Titanic.
Yeah.
What's it start with?
It's C D that one.
Jamaican fella might have screamed this on the Titanic. Ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Please don't phone in. If you can get those, we just don't want to talk to you.
Fettinelli?
Yeah, it's a summer tune. Nelly, Ride With Me. That's featuring City Spud. I don't know if you're aware of that, but there we are. Good, nice summer tune.
Carl, tell Steve what you just told me when Steve was in the toilet then.
Right. Do you know, I'd just been away with my mum and dad and that.
Mm.
And one of the things I always like doing is having a good chat with my dad about stuff he got up to when he was a kid and that.
Yeah.
Right, because he got up to loads of stuff. And every time I see him, he tells me something. And it's like, why are you just telling me that now? It's
yeah.
brilliant.
Yeah.
Right. So,
I mean, to me, he's kind of like Ronnie Biggs or someone. He's just the most extraordinary kind of character.
Well, this happened, right? I can't remember. There was a delay yesterday. There was problems on the Paddington line. Yeah. And he was saying, oh, trains aren't what they used to be.
Sure.
He said, you know, he said, I was
looking. They used to be horses, didn't they?
Well, he was like, he was looking in the booklet and it was saying, oh, you can have your bags collected if you want, but it costs you a fiver.
Yeah.
So that's outrageous.
Sure, of course.
Right. So he said, that's the problem with this country. We've got good with computers and that, but when it comes to, like, getting service, it's gone out the window.
Yeah.
Right? So he said, when I worked on the trains, you know, and he was going on like this, that and the other, so I said, oh, right, I didn't know you worked on the trains. He said, yeah, when I was 18, right, it was his job to get the coal, right, and chuck it in the engine.
Uh-huh.
Right? And one day he's in Grand Central Station in Manchester, which is now the GMEX Centre.
Right.
Right? And that was, like, the main station. And he was in there. The fella who should have been sort of driving the train, yeah. right, he said, oh, I'm just nipping to the pub.
Sure.
So you just stay here, keep the engine topped up and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, all right.
For a quick getaway.
Yeah.
Right? So the fella goes in the pub, and my dad's in there, you know, putting the coal on. He did his bacon and eggs on a little shovel.
Yep, yep.
And anyway... Fella comes up, he says, right, can you move the train forward now?
Oh, blimey.
So he was like, oh. So he didn't want to say, oh, the fella's in the pub, because he'd know, he'd say, well, what's he doing in the pub? He should be working, right? So he said, yeah, no problem, I'll sort it out. Right, so he puts it into gear, or whatever you do on them trains.
Sure,
right?
Puts it into first, yeah.
Starts going forward. Now, people who don't know about trains, something that I learnt, is if you're carrying a load of coal or whatever on the back of it, they don't have brakes on each carriage, right? It's only the engine that has brakes on it.
Uh-huh.
So when you pull the brakes on the engine, the whole weight of what it's pulling is pushing you forward.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't realise this, though, because he's just used to cooking bacon and eggs and chucking coal and
things. Of course, yeah. Right? So you've got to slam the brakes on sooner than you would normally.
Yeah. Well, you have to anticipate it, I suppose. Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't know that. So he's pulling in, he's thinking, right, I'll put the brakes on now.
Yeah.
Right? Puts the brakes on, the train just keeps going, it's going, oh, God, it's not stopping.
Sure.
It ploughs right through the signal box. Right? Loads
the
of damage.
Pulling the signals, don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Loads of damage done. Apparently, if it was today's money,
yeah.
It'd be about £3 to £4 million pounds worth of damage. It shut the station off for 4 weeks. But he didn't lose his job. The fella had lost his job, the one who was in the pub.
Yeah.
He said the funny thing was, he said, like, £4 million worth of damage. He did his ankle, his wrist in. He had 3 weeks off sick and got paid. So it's brilliant. So...
I love your family.
It's extraordinary. The Pilkinson gene.
Weird, isn't it?
I'd like to see a documentary following you and your family. You'd have to get the family involved.
No, the sort of stuff my dad goes on about. He'd never put it on telly.
Blur. Out of Time on XFM 104.9.
We ought to give those Rockbusters clues again.
Yeah, go on.
We've had very few contributions so far, Carl. I think you've really started.
This might be it. I've told you, you're on thin ice. If this goes wrong, if it's rubbish, and if everyone doesn't get them all, that's the end of Rockbusters.
Right, well, the first one again, right?
Yeah.
If you're out of France, right, by boat, you might as well get your fags whilst you're on that, because you'll save a few quid. Right?
Different every time.
BF is the initials of the artist that little cryptic clue makes up. The second one. Little foreign cafe, it's growing its own steak. Right? That's D. Little foreign cafe, it's growing its own steak. D. And the last one, if there was a Jamaican fella on the Titanic when it went down, he'd probably scream this. C. D. Right? So email in, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Yeah, they're not flooding in, but yeah.
Well, we'll see how we do.
Carl, have we still got monkey news?
We've got monkey news coming up.
Now, you must be disappointed because you didn't make it to the monkey sanctuary, but you still managed to scrape together monkey news on your holiday.
Yeah.
That's
so
impressive.
I found some of that. We've got...
How do you get so many breaks and holidays? Because you went away with Suzanne's parents. You've just been away with your parents. That's a couple of weeks, 10 days. So that's probably about 3 weeks in all. You had that... You went to Manchester. You had that day off because your trousers were wet. I mean, and I suppose because you've only got one job and, you know, I've got a lot more. This is just one of my jobs. But, I mean, don't you ever count your blessings? Go, God, thank God I can have time off. I don't work too hard. You know, I'm not stressed too much.
No. It's just all to do with when you do work, do a lot. So I get a lot done.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm always doing stuff. I mean, even though when I was in Cornwall, right, I'm sat there on the grass. Mm.
I'd love to just sit on the grass.
Yeah, you're too busy.
I know, yeah, well, you know.
Me dad and Suzanne are playing crib, right? I'd sort of fallen out with him at
Your dad
point.
And Suzanne are playing crib.
Why did you fall out?
Because you do live in the 1940s.
Yeah, why did you fall out?
Because we're crib. Have you ever played crib?
Yeah.
Right, you've got to be pretty good at maths.
Sure.
You've got to make your cards add up to 15 and all.
Well, yeah. I was just gonna correct you on you've got to be good at maths. Yeah. What? Algebra, quantum physics, what?
No, just adding up.
Adding up to 15. Brilliant.
I mean, you can almost do it on your fingers.
You could in Cornwall.
Yeah.
But my dad's really good at maths, and like, he said, how many have you got? And he always counts, isn't it? It's like 15, 2, 15, 4, 15, 6, 3 for your at, 1 and all that. Do you know what I mean? And he adds it up really
one
quick.
One for his knob.
Right, so I was like, right, hang on a minute. And he goes, no, what do you mean, hang on? I don't know, what have you got? He says, oh, forget it. I said, this isn't fun if you're going to start getting all arty with me.
Sure.
So, forget it. Yeah. I love it. But I don't know him, but I'm sure he's just winding you up. His victory is you going, ah, forget it, I'm not playing.
Well, anyway, right, so it doesn't matter. I think I'll go off and do some prep, right, yes. Do some research for Saturday. Yeah. Found one of Suzanne's magazines, right? Flicking through, because there's always interesting stuff in there. There was something about swingers.
Right.
And I was like, what's all that about?
Yeah.
And it had an interview with some people talking about, you know, how they, sleep about a bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, if my wife looked like that, I probably would. Because there was a few pictures of them, and they were all pretty ugly.
Yes.
And I thought, right. So, I took that in, soaked that up, thought, there you go. Carried on reading. There was a bit in there about how women still have crushes, right?
Yes.
And the woman was going on about how she's 38, right? But she still fancies Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, even though it'll never happen, she's still got that little bit in her head that thinks one day she'll leave Gwyneth, right? And end up with her, right?
Right.
Anyway, so I'm thinking this is a bit boring, but I'm flicking through it all, and,
Is this a Rockbusters clue?
No. Right. And I read further on, right, and, she said, you know, I like to go out with my mates, and we come up with lists in pubs of people who, like, oh, you know, they'd be nice to go out with. She also came up with a list of unlikely lust objects, I think she called them.
Yeah.
Guess who was in that list?
Ricky Gervais.
Think again.
Carl Pilkington.
Right. Next one.
Johnny Vegas.
Said, lanky co-writer.
Rubbish.
Lanky co-writer.
What do you mean, lanky co-writer?
Well, don't need to say anymore. He said...
Hang on, wait a minute. Let's not talk about... I don't want you laughing at my expense. I'm an unlikely lust object.
Yeah, but...
But you... yeah, what was it called? The list?
The unlikely lust object.
Yes.
List. You were in there, right?
Who else was?
Well, you weren't in there.
Richard Madeley.
Fine.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy.
Alistair Campbell.
Brilliant. Yeah. Another handsome dude.
Hmm.
What are you talking about? You think I'm ashamed or embarrassed about that? I'm proud of it. What magazine was it? I need to buy a couple of copies.
Yeah, it was.
Need to get a t-shirt made.
And did she leave her number?
Yeah. What? So what magazine was it? Just out of interest.
I think it's called Red.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
But now you've dissed those people that are putting themselves in there as swingers because you've said they're ugly. So now we know what magazine it is. People are going to look at that. People are going to look at that poor woman and they're going to know you think she's a hog.
No, but I think they even know.
Was there a picture of the woman who had drawn up the list of unlikely lust objects?
Mm-hmm.
What was she like?
I wouldn't waste my time.
No, thanks. Thanks, mate. I know you're on my side.
Thrills on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, object of unlikely lust object. Steve Merchant.
I'd like to have that now, prefixing my name everywhere I'm written about.
I know, yeah. Did he make the freak list?
Woo!
Which is a different magazine, isn't it? And I'm joking, of course, Carl Pilkington. A man of sort of quiet dignity and and in a way, he's got his own sort of inner beauty, hasn't he, Carl?
Not really.
Don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you why I don't think it is, because the woman that wrote the piece, saying that I was an unlikely lust object, has just emailed in. And Carl, you've offended her quite considerably.
What did he say?
I wouldn't waste my time, is what you said. She's repeated that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't waste my time, the flaming cheek. Although it's a horrible picture, I am, of course, in real life, a vision of loveliness. I'm not 38, I'm 25. I don't think Stephen's that unlikely lust object. A sense of humour is important, and he's welcome to my phone number if he wants it.
A sense of humour is important, that's a down.
Is she a swinger?
Stop it!
Don't have a go at the woman,
I'm messing about, she knows I'm messing about.
Well, how are you messing about?
Told you this, though. I've told you that anyone could be listening, haven't I? I've told you that before, things you say. And you, but we encourage him, we say, what does she look like? But it's meant to be rhetorical. That was a joke, that was Stephen's joke, what does she look like? I.e., him joking, like, oh. I'll call her up, because I'm on a list. And then you have to say that. I mean, that's what I mean. So chances are, if, you know, if she likes Stephen, she hasn't seen him, she listens to the radio. So, the likelihood is that, you know, she was listening to this show.
Yeah.
So, think.
Will I drop the thing I was going to do about Lisa Riley?
Well,
she's not listening.
Some people deserve it.
She's still at lunch.
What, from Tuesday? There's an all-you-can-eat place going out of business as we speak.
Oh, bloody hell, she's back, you killed me, I got a little bambino, please leave now! Please leave! So,
No, but she knows I was only messing this.
Yeah, everyone knows you're only messing, we're all only messing. I hope we don't offend anyone of, you know, any kind out there. We're only joking, aren't we, Carl?
Yeah.
Say something nice about her.
What can you remember of the picture that you could say was good? Maybe she was wearing some nice clothes.
It wasn't anything, to be honest. I'll have another look and have a look. I think she had a nice shirt, honestly. Yeah.
Forthcoming single from British Sea Power, that's called Carry On.
I love it.
It's great.
It's fantastic. On XFM 104.9.
What do you make, Carl, of these people? I was reading in the paper today, they've been queuing up for 12 hours last night for the new Harry Potter book.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, it
really annoys me. It really annoys me.
But who has to... I mean, I know it's just a kind of willful sort of stubbornness.
I see adults reading it, you know.
Well, I was up in Hampstead last night, and there's a Waterstones branch of that, and there were a couple of people outside queuing. Waiting for it to open.
What do they look like?
Well, I mean...
Things that they're like the ones that come out of Forbidden Planet on a Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? There was one guy, I mean, I don't mean to disrespect him, but he was a big bloater. Shorts, wearing shorts. I don't want to see his big fleshy legs. He looked like John O'Coleman, if I'm not...
Well, there's nothing wrong with John O'Coleman.
He wore a knapsack. They always seem to have knapsacks for some reason.
Well, they got old papers in there, haven't they?
Exactly.
Got a 9-year supply of
Mirror. There was about four of them. There was a couple of women, a couple of guys. All looked basically the same. They were interchangeable. And,
They were there from him in a minute.
I am the fat bloater with fleshy legs.
Yeah, I recognise your description.
I like to read these books whilst listening to XFM of a Saturday.
Yeah. I was sort of watching them from where I was, and they were must have been there for about an hour and a half. They were obviously strangers. Their common interest was Harry Potter. They were reading. They were sort of chatting to each other for about an hour and a half. So as I'm leaving, I wander past them. An hour and a half in to them having met each other, the conversation is, and all I heard was, well, of course, apparently she cried when she finished the last one. And I thought, they've not moved on. The conversation had not moved on.
No, they might have been talking about Dawn French and her chocolate orange by then.
Yeah.
I know she cried when she finished the last one once.
Yeah.
But
I've got no time for them.
No,
pop into Woolworths now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, get it tomorrow, read then. You're not, what, you're gonna get home at 1:30 and start reading it.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
So you can put it on the internet.
Oh, God.
Your opinions.
Oh, it annoys me.
It is extraordinary. The whole kind of Harry Potter phenomenon has passed me by.
I know. Well, people, good luck to her, you know.
But you meet adults who are, you say, what are you doing? They go, I'm just rereading Harry Potter. What, you couldn't follow it the first time?
Yeah. I mean, it's not her fault, you know, she made £300 million by writing a few books for her kids.
Very good,
well done. But, I'm sure they're, I mean, I'm not sure they're very good, but, I haven't read them, and I'm sure they're not. But no, I don't know.
Well,
no, I'm joking.
Well,
I've no idea.
A book about a little wizard.
With glasses.
Yeah, and make millions. You so easy. If you think it's so easy, you do it.
You like him, because you look a bit like him.
Well.
Wow.
You know.
I wonder if he's on a... that wish list, that woman who emailed in, why was she making a list of unlikely...
Can we leave this now?
No, but I mean, what was it, what was context with it? It was like, here's my top 10 weird-looking fellas that I do. What was it? No, but what was... She was talking about what? She'd started talking about, what, body waxing, and went, and by the way, while I'm here, here's 10 blokes that I would if I had to, and they're a bit weird, you'll be surprised. What was the context?
Forgot.
He's scared to say anything now! He's scared to say anything! Oh, bless him.
I just was looking at a picture because I was attracted to it because she was good looking and that didn't read on. Is that alright?
Well done. That's got you out of that little mess.
Yeah. But, Harry Potter.
Yeah. You can't be honest with it. Have you read them?
No, because the first time it came out, I was a bit confused, wasn't I? Because I thought it was about
a rabbit.
Of
course you were. Yeah. Of course what? What?
This is a what? It's a book.
No, I got confused with the little rabbit. I thought it was her, didn't I? You talked about it when
Beatrix
it first...
Potter.
Yeah, I got mixed up with that, so I sort of missed out on the first one anyway.
You were just running around late. Confused.
So it was it was sort of too late to get into it, I think, after...
Yeah, it's too late now, yeah. It's impossible. Same with Shakespeare. If you weren't around, you know, the day he wrote the first ones, there's no point in going back.
But it's all the fuss that she's getting as well, like,
Well, I think it's because she's a British industry now, isn't she? I mean, it must have made, what, billions?
Well, it's the perfect success story. She writes a story for her children and it becomes a worldwide phenomenon, you know. It's not cynical, it's just a great story.
Didn't your dad ever pop anything down in writing?
I'll tell you what, my mum wanted to do it.
Yeah?
There's been loads of things, little inventions she's come up with and that, but she's been too busy doing other stuff. But she used to come up with stories for me as a kid that I'm sure, if they came out, they'd be a success.
Yeah.
Go on.
Do you remember any of them?
There was one about a little red car. I can't remember how that ended. But the one that was really good was about a kid who gets a dog, right? But it's quite an old dog.
This is going to be an episode of The Waltons, yeah. Isn't it? Right. Then, go on.
And he's playing with the dog and that, but it starts getting a bit old. It's about 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it's rubbish, this dog.
So, I would love that book for kids. I would love that book. Tommy went, oh, mummy, my dad's... Oh, no, kill it then. Kill it then. She's like, yeah, just throw it in the lake. I'll get you another one. Do you want a Nintendo? Yeah. Kick the rabbit to death then. Or no food for you.
Oh,
brilliant. No, come on. Jump. Van Halen. On XFM 104.9. Right, come on, Carl. We've got a lot to fit in now. We've insulted a lot of people. Only about 25 minutes to go. We've got monkey news. We've got rockbusters. Have we got a cheeky figure of the week this week?
Could cram it in. See how we do.
Do we want to hear the end of Carl's story?
Yeah, what's really the kid, little Timmy and his 15-year-old dog Lucky got a bit bored with it.
Right. So he said, "Oh, Mum, you know this dog's rubbish and that. I'm sick of it."
Yeah.
So she goes,
"How old were you when your mum was telling you this story?"
Don't know, about 4.
Okay.
It wasn't last week on holiday.
So she goes, oh, all right then, we'll get you another one.
Yeah.
She goes, brilliant.
What did you do with the old one?
Just kept it, but didn't sort of play with it.
Just ostracised it. Yeah. Left of its own free will, or curled up and died.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
So,
What did you get him? What sort of dog?
I think it was a little baby, like, Labrador.
Puppy.
Not puppy, yeah.
Yeah, Labrador, right. Good choice for a second dog.
So, Yeah.
So I'm anyway, loving this story. I'm actually loving this story. So, where does he live?
I don't know. It didn't matter. It was near a lake. Old.
Well, that's where they're getting rid of all the.
Yeah.
We're getting that will make sense in a minute, right? So, he's got the little dog. He's playing around with it. He's playing with its belly and stuff. He's thinking this is brilliant. Best dog I've ever had, right? And the other dog sat in the corner looking all fed up. Yeah. Right? So.
I like this story.
So he says to his mum, right? I'm taking little puppy down the park.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, take the old one with you. And he goes, oh, do we have to?
It's a moral, isn't it? I bet the old one saves him.
So he goes, oh, do we have to? She goes, yeah, it still needs a walk and that. It's crapping all over the house. Right? Yeah. So takes it down the park, right? And he's playing around and he's playing near the lake. Right?
Is the puppy near the lake, Carl? Because this is what's worrying me.
Yeah.
Puppy's near the lake, yeah. Right? That jumps in. Yeah. The kid goes, oh, God, he jumps in. Remembers he can't swim.
Yeah, idiot. Right?
This kid is based on you, isn't it?
Almost certainly.
Flapping about. Water's going everywhere. He's going, I can't, oh, God. And he wants the puppy to help him, but the puppy's just, like, drowning as well.
Yeah.
The old dog comes up, drags them both out. He goes, I can't believe it. You know, I said I was fed up with you.
Yeah.
You saved me life.
Yeah.
He gets home, and he says to his mum,
kill the little one.
Puppy.
Kill the puppy.
Yeah. So it's good little... Good
what does he story. Say when he gets home?
He said, I don't need the puppy now. I've got
brilliant. Brilliant. Genius.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, so the moral of that story is just follow your whims.
They just, yeah. If you get bored and get another puppy.
Get another dog.
If you get bored with the old one again, just do it again. I mean, just eventually, you know, get something that you like for a little. Yeah. That's brilliant. That is a brilliant story, though.
Yeah. Right, so that's that. Rockbusters.
Yes.
I don't want you to have monkey news right now, because I've just had a little story there.
Sure.
Don't want to go too far. Mm. Yeah, go on.
So we'll get Rockbusters out of the way. Have we got a winner?
Come on in. Mm, see, it worries me that we've had very few entries. I think that even your mental fans aren't getting these, which is really worrying. They must be terrible clues this week.
All right, well,
has anyone got on right, Steve?
I think there's just one guy, yeah, who I suspect has won in the past.
Well, so what?
Right, the first one. If you go out of France by boat, you might as well buy your fags when you're on that, because you'll get them a lot cheaper.
Brilliant.
Right?
Yeah.
BF.
Yeah.
Buy it ferry. Right? That's like...
What?
Buy on ferry.
What?
Buy on...
What's buy on ferry? What's that? Is that a band? What is it? I don't know what it is.
Brian Ferry.
Brian Ferry? What's that got to do with buying on a ferry, though?
Just because it's quite close to it. Buy on... Buy on ferry.
What?
Buy on ferry.
Sorry, what's your first language?
The second one.
That's rubbish. That doesn't count. Buy on ferry.
Brian Ferry, buy on ferry.
There's this little foreign cafe. It's growing its own steak. That's Delamitri. The third one.
What? Sorry, what? What? What is that? What is that? Delamitri.
Deli is a little foreign cafe.
Yeah.
A meat tree and that.
A meat tree? A meat tree? What were the initials for that?
Just D for that.
Just D for that?
Yeah.
So not DA.
So you didn't even give him a chance to get the group?
Oh, they got it.
Well, no.
No, they didn't. Right, it's the end. Well, go on, right. Go on.
Deli meat tree.
Deli meat tree. One word. D. Or any letter.
They're growing their own.
M. M's in it. Go on. Okay, so Bayern. I love Bayern Ferry. And Oxymusic was brilliant. I love Oxymusic. Go on.
Can I just point out, Rick, that
David Bowie?
Deli meat tree.
Yeah.
I don't see why necessarily Aidan, who emailed in, why he doesn't get to win, because he emailed in dire steaks. Seems to me just as valid, as far as I can tell, but
yeah.
Deli meat tree it is.
And the last one, if there was a Jamaican fella on the Titanic...
I'm looking forward to this. With a little bit of fear.
Jamaican fella, if he was on the Titanic, he probably would have screamed this.
Yeah.
That's Christ de Berg.
Oh! I don't know what to do. Stunning.
So who's the winner?
I'm not going to give it to anyone. I just don't.
So what? What's the Jamaican bit got to do with it?
It's the D. Just Christyburg.
Say it again.
No, I think they've worked it out now.
What's got to say it again?
Christyburg.
And who's that?
What?
Who's that?
Who's what?
Who's Christyburg?
Christyburg. Who's the winner, Steve?
Do you know what? I'm going to give it to Aiden. Because he just treated you with nothing but contempt. Steve Martin emailed in again. He got the first two, and then the last one he just emailed. I neither know nor care about this answer. I'm tempted to give him.
You know what you've done there, don't you?
Go on.
You've put the nail in the coffin of Rockbusters. I warned you. I warned you for 3 weeks, and you sort of bucked your ideas up for a little while. But Christ did.
Those are the worst you've ever done.
The worst. Delimitri. So and didn't just put D. And then Bayern Ferry.
So, is that it then? Aren't we doing it anymore?
Play record.
Aren't we doing it anymore?
I'm ashamed.
You're an idiot.
Are we doing it anymore?
I'm just going to keep saying you're an idiot.
Play a record. Are we doing it anymore? You learnt nothing from Dr. Fox.
Yeah.
That's not a Sony out the window.
Huh?
Aren't we doing it anymore?
What, you need to start working on it now, because they're so good. You need to start working now for next Saturday.
Aren't we doing it anymore?
Just, I don't know.
Aren't we doing it?
Cardigans. You're the Storm on XFM 104.9. Well, nearly the end of the show, but we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't let them down, would we? You know what it is now, don't you? Oh, chimpanzee that monkey news.
Right. Now, whilst I was in Cornwall, I wasn't online. I didn't have the internet, so it was like, oh, what am I going to do? And I didn't come back till yesterday. And I thought, is there loads going on that I don't know about in the monkey world and stuff? I was hoping to get some from the zoo that I was meant to be going to. Of course, that didn't happen. So I said to my dad, do you know anything about monkeys? Or have you got any stories with monkeys?
Brilliant. This is this is what Trevor McDonald does.
Turned out.
Quarter to ten, he goes, yeah. Oh, got nothing. Dad, anything happened? You got anything politics? Anything politics, Dad?
This isn't monkey news, I'm just giving you this free.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Brilliant.
Turned out one of his mates used to have a chimp.
Right.
What do you mean, one of his mates used to have a chimp?
Well, two of his mates.
Mind you, sorry, yeah. I was thinking it sounds a bit far-fetched living in Manchester, like. But if there was two of them...
He had a chimp. Had to thump it in the head.
For doing what? Answering back?
Oh, God!
Tried it on with his wife.
Had to thump it in the head for trying it on with his wife! I love it. I love it. It's a proper fist fight in a pub in Manchester. Oh.
I'd call him up, but he's one of them who, like, swears all the time.
Right. Oh.
I mean, it'd be good to get him on and
let's interview him. Can we not interview him pre-record? We can bleep out the swear, and I'd love to hear his story.
Do a lot of work, that.
Yeah, well, we're not scared of work,
no,
obviously.
No, I mean, I'll get myself if you can't be bothered.
Yeah,
I'll have a word, I'll sort it out.
Yeah, try and sort that out. Well, don't tell us the rest of the story, then. Let's let him say it in his own
words. No, but there was another one as well.
When you say you can get him on, but he swears a lot, you mean the monkey? I'm assuming he's more coherent than your dad's mate.
But there's him, and there's some other fella he knows who had a funny name. I'll have to find out, because you'll love his name. But he was a drag artist.
Yeah.
And, I think he said my dad went round one day, I don't know why. Right. Went around there, knocked on the door, chimpanzed.
Carl, I don't know what you're doing, mate. I don't know where this place you live. Next door there's an horse in the front room. There's chimps running round.
Mad. Anyway,
chimpanzed!
Is that it? Is that the end of the story? There's a chimpanzer in the door and that's the end.
You sure it wasn't the drag artist before he'd shaved?
No.
Sure it wasn't your gran?
Because I like the really airy ones that decide they can be female impersonators. Yeah, your gran.
Anyway.
Go on then. This is the monkey news. So you got that for free. What's this going to be like,
Steve? Well, let's have more jingles.
Okay. Oh, chimpanzee that, monkey news extra.
Okay.
Right. Another phrase. We've been talking about phrases today.
Yeah, we have,
Don't teach your granny when she's shaving.
Yeah.
Don't teach your granny to suck eggs.
Yeah.
Don't look a horse in the mouth.
Yeah. Don't let the chimpanzee the jaw if you're chucking your cock in.
Familiar with the phrase monkey business?
No, never heard that one before, Carl. That's brilliant.
Right, well, it came about. This has been emailed in and I haven't really had a chance to look at it, so I'm just weighing it up now.
God. Yeah. This is the biggest shambles on air, isn't it, really?
Oh, I'm ashamed of it.
I mean, what was Dr. Fox? Dr. Fox must have been really polite. He must have been thinking, I don't know how to put this. He must have wanted to scream and go, you shouldn't be in the Radio Authority.
My parents listen online. I can't look them in the eye.
Right, I think I've weighed it up. long time ago, right?
Yeah. In the, olden days, yeah.
In
go
the
on.
Amazon jungle.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Little family of monkeys in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Having a good life. Cool. Right? Didn't have any predators in there. Right? So, they were loving it.
Yeah.
They had a load of food around them. They had loads of banana trees.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
No, they did.
Sorry. Yeah.
Everything's going great. So, they're happy in that. They go to bed.
Okay.
Wake up in the morning, load of bananas gone.
Ooh, hang on, interesting.
Hold on, wait a minute.
So,
Amazon, either your dad's been around, or...
This isn't the great Amazon banana robbery, is it?
So anyway, turns out it was another load of monkeys from another part of the island. From the rough bit.
From the rough bit! From the rough bit! I love it! They went into a middle-class area.
Oh, they're the ones with the earrings and the leather jacket.
Oh, that is brilliant! From a rough part of the island.
So, the monkeys thought, well, there's no point getting into a fight with them because they're harder than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, and they carry chains.
So...
They got flip knives and tattoos.
Yeah, go on.
So basically, they said, let's do some business with the bananas.
Let's do some business with the bananas?
This is shit!
What are you talking about?
Oh, Christ!
Right, calm down, we haven't got much time left.
Oh, God! What do you mean they said
it? Forget it.
No, don't forget it! Calm down,
seriously.
Switch the record off. Switch the record off.
Christ.
Switch the record off, pal.
What are you talking about? What did they do? Oh.
Let's do business with the bananas.
Yeah.
So, they said, well, rather than them coming robbing them, we'll flog them. So, that brought a stop to it then. The monkeys came. They didn't have money. They said, give us some bananas. And it says,
So what, they exchanged bananas for bananas?
For berries and nuts. So that's where the phrase monkey business comes from.
No,
a little business you set up.
Right, there, God. That's the end of that as well. So that's the end. That is a shame. That's the end of Rockbusters and Monkey News. Well done. You've done it in one show.